Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to another fellowship. Welcome Kim Haley on the Skype fellowship. Thank you for hooking up with us. You're a real blessing, and God is doing mighty things in all of our lives as we look to him and as we declare what he says, as we do what he puts in our hearts to do. Welcome everyone that's going to be listening to this on my website. And today is the Thursday, the 8th of February 2018. And this week I've done a couple of teachings already. I've done a YouTube teaching, and you can go to www.youtube.com/Lawrence Tor. If you put that in, you'll go to the YouTube channel, and on there I've done a 19-minute teaching which is titled Understanding How to Use the Authority You Have. And then last night I was at Becky and Phil's, that's my sister and her partner, and little Mary, and my sister's due her baby anytime. And we had a wonderful fellowship last night, and the teaching that I done there is called Allow God's Power to Manifest Through You. So I've been looking at authority. God's been working in my heart to look at the authority, what we've received in Christ, and the authority we have to, so that we're able to understand what God has given us so that we can walk in it. If we don't know our rights, then we'll never be able to claim our rights. If we don't know what we've been delegated, then we won't walk in that delegation. And those teachings really cover about what we received in Christ, the prayer of Paul in Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Paul in Ephesians chapter 3. It talks about our seated position in Christ, that we are seated in Christ at his right hand, and God has delegated to us authority and power far above the exercised power of the god of this world, Satan, who blinds the minds of those that believe not. See, the enemy will try and hoodwink you into thinking that you are hopeless in your situation, that you don't have authority, that you can't heal the sick, you can't raise the dead, you can't cleanse the lepers. He'll have you thinking that way, that you're limited in your situation, that you're stuck in your situation. But our God's a God of deliverance. And tonight, what I want to do, I want to look at how Jesus Christ walked in the power of God, how he was humble and meek to his Father, and how he went about doing good. So first of all, I'd like you to go to Luke chapter 4. If you take your Bibles and go to Luke chapter 4, and we're going to have a look at the record of Jesus Christ here. We're going to have a look at his ministry and what he'd done when he was walking on the face of this earth. And in Luke chapter 4, we read in verse 16, "And he, Jesus, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written." Verse 18, and he read this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." So there was prophecy being fulfilled right there and then, as he was reading this wonderful record from Isaiah. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to, number one, to preach the gospel, the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Number three, to preach deliverance to the captive, those that were in captivity. And number four, recovering of the sight to the blind. To set, number five, at liberty them that are bruised." There you go, five things. Grace. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And so Jesus Christ, this was his purpose, this was his calling, this was his function, and he was called to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and also he died for the sins of the world so that we can have and come into inheritance along with the what was made available also to the Israelites. So now we are one in Christ when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. When we said Jesus Christ is our Lord and we believe in our heart God raised him from the dead, we receive that Spirit of God. And that Spirit of God that we received is the same Spirit of God that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead. So we didn't receive the spirit of Elijah or Elisha, but we received this resurrection power that's dwelling in us. And it says in John 14:12 that is Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And what did he say? And greater works shall he do, because I go unto my Father." And then in Acts chapter 1, we know in verse 8 it says, before he ascended, it says, "But you shall receive power," dunamis, that inherent power, that potential power. "After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both into Jerusalem, and into Judea, and into Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." When Jesus Christ, after he read that scripture, it wasn't long then he was led up into the wilderness of the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And it's quite something to note here. This is the only place recorded in the Word of God that Jesus Christ opened up the scrolls. And we know that he obviously must have opened up the scrolls when he went into different synagogues, but God only recorded this place once. But he was led off to the Spirit, he was tempted of the devil, and he overcome the devil with what God told him to say. "It is written." And he said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit. He had the Word in his heart, and he had the Word of God in his mouth by the Spirit. And he stood upon that, and he moved with power, and he moved in the authority of God. And then when he ascended up on high, he sat down at the right hand side of God, and then he sent forth Holy Spirit, and those that believed received. They spoke in tongues. The apostles, his followers, his disciples, received Holy Spirit, and they spake in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And then Peter stood up for to read, and he preached the message. He was bold, and he spoke what God put in his heart to speak. And there was about 3,000 souls added unto the church. And then those 3,000, they continued in the Word. They were edified, they were blessed, there were signs, miracles and wonders performed by the apostles. And the church of God was born, and great things began to happen. And then there's a record in Acts chapter 3, where Peter and John were going to the temple to pray. And they seen this man sat at the gate, beautiful temple. And they got revelation from God. God was working with them. Said to him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So our power of attorney is that right to use the name of Jesus Christ. And if our heart and mind is focused on God, if we're walking by that Spirit, then we're positioned to use that authority. Okay, that power goes to work in us because we're listening to God and we're doing what God says. In Acts chapter 10, I want you to go there now. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, we read another wonderful record. And it says in Acts 10, 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, and with powers. God enabled him. He walked in the power of God. And we also can walk in the power of God and our Lord. And our power of attorney, our authority, is the right to use the name of Jesus Christ. Use your power of attorney. Okay, we can use that. And when there's a situation, a problem, a blockage in our life, a lack of God's supply, or whatever's going on, you have authority over those things. And when we go to God and we seek his heart, and we do the things that he shows us to do, when we know to use our authority and we use it, we don't have to be limited. We've been set free. We've had the gospel preached to us. We've received the good news. We just need to continue in it. We've been broken in hearted. We've been healed. We've been deliverance. We were in captivity one time. You are no longer in captivity spiritually. You're set free. We've had our eyes open spiritually. We've been set at liberty. We were bruised at one time. And now we are free. And if you feel like you're in a cage, it's an illusion. Because Jesus Christ has the keys to death and hell. The cages of the enemy, of his oppression, of his traps have been busted open. And God has given all authority to Jesus Christ. He's been delegated all that authority in the whole of the universe. God has given him everything. Every power belongs to Jesus Christ. Every authority he has, and it's been given to us in Christ. And we need to use our authority. We're going to walk powerfully. We need to know who we are in Christ and what we got. And we can see how Jesus Christ uses authority. And in Acts 10:38 it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. And this word, I looked at this doing good, and it says bestowed benefits. Jesus Christ bestowed benefits on people. And we've got that authority and power to do the same, because we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. We've been given the word of reconciliation. And it says, and healing all that were oppressed. And I looked at the word oppressed, and it says to exercise harsh control over one, to use one's power against one. The adversary, as the god of this world, exercises his harsh power and control over people. And he uses his power against people. But God has given us power in Christ, and the power that's been delegated to us is over all the power of the devil. And that's why we can go in, and we, in the name of Jesus Christ, we can set people free. And Jesus Christ done that. He blazed the trail, he set the example, and then he gave us that gift of Holy Spirit. It was sent to us on the day of Pentecost. We're in a new age. We're still in that age of grace, guys. We're not in under any other age. We're in the age of God's favor. Christ dwells in our hearts by believing. Everything that we received is by believing. Anything that we're going to do is by believing. And Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith. Romans 10:17 says, faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. God is working in you. He's working with you. He's leading you, and he's guiding you. And if you line yourself up with God, if you line your mind up with that Spirit of God and the word of God, then you're going to move in great authority and power. We need to focus our attention on what we've received, understanding what we received, and then we need to act on what we've received. We need to declare God's word. We need to say what God says. And Jesus Christ done this. He wasn't limited. And do you know what? We are not limited. The only authority the adversary has over you is the authority that you give him when you're confessing the negatives, when you're worrying, fearing and doubting. But take authority back, because it's been won. Now you take that authority back over your life and you walk in the power. And let's see how Jesus Christ, what did he do? We know that he was anointed of the Holy Spirit of God. He went about bestowing benefits on people, and he was setting free who the adversary by his harsh control over people, and he used his power against people. Jesus Christ broke the power of the enemy while he walked on this earth. And it says, for God was with him. So I read that again. I know it's the third time I've read it. So it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, bestowing benefits, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God in Christ is with you. You are heirs of God. You are joint heirs with Christ. We just need to believe it. And in last night's sharing, I said, you know, there's a lot of people that believe in God, but they don't believe God. We may know scripture, we may pray, but are we truly believing God? Are we taking God at his word? God means what he says, and he says what he means, and we need to receive that word like that. And God also speaks to your heart by the Spirit, and you need to receive his word as he tells you it. He means what he says, and he says what he means. And when we respond with a humble and meek heart, then we can start being led by God. We can start hitting the areas that God wants us to go, because we're not seeking our own way, we're seeking his way. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth and the life. And we follow that example that he put out. So go to Matthew chapter 4. We're going to stay in the book of Matthew now to the end of the teaching. And we're just going to look at what he done. We're going to look at the healings he done. And these are just some wonderful records that I've picked out, which I know will bless you. And you can develop this yourself. You can look at every record in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, where he brought deliverance, where he operated the power of God, where he healed people. You can go through to the book of Acts and see where the disciples continued the ministry of Jesus Christ and that they healed people, they set people free, they stood in the face of opposition, and they were victorious because God was with them also. And God is with us today. And in Matthew chapter 4, the first record we're going to look at is Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And it says this, just bear with me a second. And in verse 23 it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee. See, he was out there. He was amongst the people. And we're not going to reach anyone if we're not amongst the people. But God will show you where to go. And when we go with God, we'll have great success, because God wants us to be successful. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Listen, every name that is named is under the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every name that is named, cancer, AIDS, ADHD, whatever you want to call it, whether it's a sexual disease, whether it's a spiritual disease, whether it's bad back, bad bones, whatever it is under that name. Whatever name it's given is under the name of Jesus Christ. And when we realize this and really truly believe it and start using our authority, then we're going to start seeing lots of people set free. That's what Jesus Christ wants us to do. And I remember going to India when I first learnt ministry and healing. It is simple. And when we're ministering, we do what God says. We say what God puts in our hearts in those situations of ministering. We work with people's faith. We speak the word to people. We preach that word. It says in here, and Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. If you want to see healings, if you want to see deliverance, if you want to see signs, miracles, wonders, it starts with preaching the word. It starts with declaring God's word. It starts with making God known. Jesus Christ's ministry, he made God known. He showed the people how to believe. He showed the people how to pray. He showed the people how to go to God, to how to receive from God. And we can do the same with people. We work with people, and Jesus Christ worked with people. And it says, and his fame went throughout all Syria. Listen, if we start walking in our power and authority, you won't even have to go out witnessing. They'll be showing up at your doors. That's how we should. That's the normal Christian life, right? We should be so busy doing the work of God, because there's so many people sat in darkness right now. Their eyes are blinded by the god of this world. They're oppressed. You know, they're forcefully oppressed under harsh control of the enemy. There's drug addiction. There's sex addiction. There's violent addiction. There's money addiction. There's self-addiction. And all these can be broken in the name of Jesus Christ if only we truly take our stands as sons and daughters of God and start walking in our authority that God's given us. And it says, and the fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him, people were coming to him, all sick people that were taken with diver or many diseases and torments. It wasn't just the physical healing, it was the mental healing. It was the spiritual healing. And those who were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Listen, there's many people that are lunatic being left out on our streets because the government systems don't have those institutes no more, because they say they can't afford them. So they put these people with mental difficulties out on the street, and there's a lot of people begging out on the street. These people need Christ. These people need to hear the gospel. And if your desire is to reach the lost, then you put your desire to God, and he'll open those doors for you to go to those people. Because this is what we've been born again to do. We're born again to serve. And the greatest thing that we can do is serve by preaching the gospel, by serving the Lord Jesus Christ, not by serving ourselves. If we seek God first in these things, then everything that you need will be added unto you. So go to God if you have a desire, if you really want to see these things happen. Go to God and ask him to help you to begin. And then begin. And then just do what God shows you to do. Matthew 8 chapter. Another wonderful record. And we read from verse 1. Matthew 8 chapter 1 verses 1 through to 4. And verse 1 says, and when he, Jesus, was come down from the mountain, great multitude following him. Why? They wanted their need met. People followed him because they wanted their need met. When people know that by the power of God you can help meet their need, they'll start to follow you. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. See, people knew he could heal. People may know that you can minister healing by the power of God, but they may not know if you're willing or not, right? And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Jesus was willing to carry out the will of the Father. He was willing to bring the deliverance and power of God to people's lives. He was willing to help people. Are you willing? Or are you happy staying in your fellowships, just doing what you're doing each week? But put your desires to God. You was designed for greatness and to bring glory to God. And God wants to bless you so much. He wants you to show you great and mighty things that you haven't seen. You may have seen healings or had success of healings. But God wants it on a continual basis. It's not just a one-off. It's not just a phase we go through. It's a way of life. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And I just love that. This guy knew that Jesus could heal, but he wasn't sure if he was willing. And listen, anyone that's coming to this blog, listen to this teaching, you're new. God is willing to take care of your need. Okay, all he wants you to do is to believe him, to go to him, to call upon him. And he'll take care of whatever need you've got. If you've been a believer for many years and haven't received your healing, that's not the heart of God. He wants you delivered. He wants you set free. And go to him. Expect from him. God wants you to expect from him. Verse 4, and Jesus said unto him, see thou, tell no man, but go thy way, show forth thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. So this guy needed to follow out the instructions that Jesus Christ gave him after he got healed. So we just see that Jesus Christ was willing, he had great compassion for people, he had a great heart. And when we start recognizing what God has done for us, the great love and compassion he's had in our lives, we'll stop moaning, we'll stop complaining, we'll stop whinging that we're not seeing anything happen. God has delegated you the authority. He's given you the power. And he's given you his word to declare. And if you want to see the things happen, you've got to declare his word. You've got to make known God. You've got to make known Jesus Christ. You've got to make known what's available. And the kingdom of God is available now, today. The healings, the deliverance, the relationship, the walk of authority. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8 and we continue in verse 5. And when Jesus, see, he's on the move here. Jesus is not stopping. He's on the move. He's continuous with God. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I'm busy at the moment, but if you come back later, I might be able to help you. No, he didn't say that. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. He was going to go and heal him. Whatever the conditions was, he was going to go and heal him. And we got to be willing to go. If someone comes to you, be willing to go. And God is with you. He's working in you. He's inspiring you. And you can do all things through Christ. You have authority. You need to use your authority. You need to let loose of that authority as God works in you and shows you. Verse 8. The centurion answered and said unto him, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And this guy really understood authority, and he shows you in the next verse. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers unto me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in all Israel. Wouldn't it be nice if Jesus said, wow, I have not found so great faith in all of Chester. I have not found so great faith in all of Bristol, in all of Finland, in all of Norway, in all of Germany, in all of India. Guys, let's believe God. You don't have to struggle to believe. You just believe the word of God to you. You have a faith, and a faith is having confidence and trust in God's word to you. Verse 11, And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast what? Believe. What do you believe? What you're believing is what you're going to be receiving. How do you believe? Oh, God's not going to bless me because I haven't fulfilled the conditions of this. Come on, guys, let's rise up in our faith. As you believe, what you believe in your heart, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that same hour. So this centurion had great faith. He knew Jesus was the master of giving orders. He knew that devil spirits bowed. He must have heard the testimony. He knew that sickness fled. He knew that death fled at the name of Jesus Christ, right, when he used his authority. So he understood that and he used it. Matthew 8:14-15. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, see, he's constantly on the move, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. I can remember when I first went to India, going back in 2006-2007, we would travel the villages of Punjab, and we would go from sometimes house to house and from village to village, and so many people's needs would be met. We went to one city where all the women were barren. They couldn't even have. This is on our first visit, and it was in a village called Tawandi. And many of the women in there were barren. They weren't getting pregnant. And we was able to minister, and these women all got pregnant afterwards. It was just really wonderful. The power of God is there. And going to other villages in Kanpur, many people healed. And when I think back on these things, it gives me great faith. And I'm thinking, where have I gone down? Because we allow circumstances in this world to get to us, our jobs or our situations or our families, or, you know, disagreements over the word of God, or we don't see eye to eye on things. We shouldn't allow anything to disturb our faith, but we should be strong in faith. Don't let anything rob you of your faith and confidence towards God. And, you know, go to the word, read the word, keep your faith up, say the word, listen to the word. Okay, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Continually hear that word. Let it come out of your own mouth. Declare the word out of your own mouth. Say what God says about you. Realize who you are in Christ. You're a son or a daughter of the Most High God. And God wants to work in your life. He wants you to walk like his son. Here on earth, right now, right today. You can be healed right now. You can be set free now. You can be delivered now. Poverty go. Lack go. Relationships be restored. Let's believe God. Let's believe God, because great things are going to happen this year, 2018, to them that believe, to them that are take a stand, put away their own ideas, and start listening to the one true God. Matthew 8:16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were oppressed. He had a full-time job in the Lord Jesus. Many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. See, with his word, and healed all that was sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmity and bared our sicknesses. See, listen, we are healed. Already we are healed. It's a done deal in Christ. We are delivered. We are healthy. We are strong. Okay? And we need to declare that. We need to let people know what's available. And then we show people how to receive it. And then what to do with it once they've received it. And that's to continue in the word. To receive anything from God requires faith. And our God is an unlimited God. He's a powerful, mighty God. And I've just been encouraging myself in the word. I've been saying, God, you show me. You show me what I need to be believing. You show me what I need to be confessing. Father, I know the circumstances don't look brilliant, but I know that you are a mighty God. You've called me to the greatest life, is to walk the life of the Lord Jesus Christ today, here on this earth, to walk as a powerful son. And I declare this out of my mouth. I'm blessed when I rise up. I'm blessed when I lie down. I'm blessed when I go out. I don't say, well, I'm not blessed, nothing's going right. We've got to stop confessing the negatives. And we've got to start saying what the word of God says about us. And then you'll find that your faith will start, you'll start to believe what you say. If you keep saying the negatives, If you keep saying the lack, the worry, fears, and doubt, then you're believing what you're saying. But we need to start saying what God says and start to believe what God says. Come into agreement. Say the same thing as God. Matthew 9, chapter 2, through to 8, it says, "And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus seeing their faith." See, people can see your faith. They can see if you're believing, if you're not believing. We can see if people are believing or not believing. We can see if people are oppressed by the devil. Even believers I know get oppressed by the devil. Okay, we can all get oppressed. But what are we going to do about it? Are we going to seek the deliverance we need? Are we going to seek the healing we need? Or are we going to be proud because we know the word? We know the scriptures. And we're not going to seek out deliverance. We need to become humble before the mighty God and before the word of his power. And because God is a God of deliverance, he wants you delivered. "Seeing their faith, and said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer." This is an Orientalism. "Have your faults well arranged, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes, the religious ones, said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their faults." How did he know their faults? Because God revealed it to him. See, we can operate in word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits, guys. We got the power of God in us. And Jesus Christ operated in this power. "Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts?" And he was bold to speak and confront when he needed to. And we can confront hardness of hearts if we need to. "For whether it is easy to say, Thy sins be forgiven, or to say, Arise and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath" what? "Power on earth to forgive sins." Then said he to the sick of the palsy, "Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house." And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto man. See, when you operate in the power of God, then you can use your authority, you can set people free, and you will bring glory to God. We don't want to bring glory to ourselves. We want to bring glory to the Most High God, because he's given such power unto men. Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 and 19. "While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hands upon her, and she shall live." What a statement of faith. This man, his daughter just died. And most of us would freak out of that, wouldn't we? We would be in a panic. But this guy had faith in his bad circumstance, in his bad situation here. And he had faith that if Jesus laid his hands on her, she shall live. And see, God works with faith. He's a faith God. And where there's faith, then God can go to work. When there's no faith, he can't do many mighty works. Like when Jesus, in his own town, he couldn't do many mighty works, except he laid his hand on a few sick folk. Verse 19, "And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn." People may laugh at you. Who does he think he can heal? Who does he think he can? He thinks he's Jesus, does he? "But when the people were put forth," he got rid of them. He used his authority there. "Get out." He went in, took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all the land. He was being promoted by God so he could continue to do the works of God. Not to build his own empire. Not to build his own ministry and make it so wonderful. And look at us, we're the only one doing it. God will work wherever there's faith. God will work where there's believing. God will work where there's trust and confidence. And where people know who they are in Christ and are not afraid to exercise their authority. Matthew 9. Verses 20 and 22. "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole." This is where her believing was. "But Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour." This woman touched the hem of his garment, she got totally delivered. And she shouldn't have been out in the press. So not only did Jesus did she get healed by her faith by touching his garment, but he healed her heart and mind and gave her the forgiveness, the peace of mind, because she took something that wasn't hers, right? She shouldn't have been out in the crowd. God took care of this lady's needs, and God will take care of our needs. Matthew 9:27-31. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto him, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your believing, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. See, do you believe God can do these things in your life? Do you believe the power of God can work through you? If you believe that, then according to your believing, have the measure of that in your life. And if you need to build your faith up, then go to the scriptures, read the records and the testimonies. Find out where other people are ministering the power of God. Get your faith built up. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. According to what you believe, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man knoweth it. But they, when they departed, spread abroad his fame in all the country. They were so excited, but Jesus didn't want them to say anything, but they did. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages. He was on the go constantly, teaching in their synagogues. He went where the people was and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness, every disease amongst the people. Okay, so Jesus Christ set the pattern. He set the example. And then he says to the disciples, now it's your turn. You've been watching. You've been a servant. How long have you been watching? Have you been watching 10 years, 30 years, 40 years? How long have you been a believer? How many things of these things have you seen? See, this teaching is to challenge you to rise up in faith, to move in the power of God. And in Matthew chapter 10, we see verse 1. And then we're going to read verse 1, then verses 7 and 8. And when he had called unto him his disciples, he gave them power. Authority, this word is exousia, authority against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And as you go, he said, preach saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, it was like a command, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. And listen, you have freely received, so you can freely give. Just begin. Go and tell people healing's available right now. You can be set free right now. God can change your life right now. Make it available to people. Declare. Preach the word. Give them what God puts in your heart. Tell them the good news. Tell them about Jesus Christ and what's available to them. And as you do that, then God will minister a door that you can minister to people and set them free by his power, which will bring great glory to God. Matthew 11:2-5. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, John's disciples, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel, the good news preached to them. These are all the elements that we should be operating in as believers today. Okay? And that's what testified of who Jesus Christ was. What Jesus Christ done by healing and by performing these miracles authenticated who he was. And that he was the Son of God with power. When we do that, then we also identify that who we are in Christ. And that we are sons and daughters of God with power and with authority, walking in that, because we believe the word. Matthew 12:9-13. And when he was departed thence, he went into the synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? Is your religious lot again? That they might accuse him. And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep? And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and will lift it out? How much then is a man better than sheep? Wherefore is it lawful to do well on the Sabbath days? Then said he to the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like the other. See, he wasn't limited by what other people say, by what the religious one says, because he'd done what God told him to do. And we can do the same. Matthew 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard of it, they followed him on foot out of the city. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with what? Compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. See, when the compassion of God is activated in you, you will be moved to help them. You'll be moved to alleviate them from their needs. And that's what God wants you to do. This is your training ground, really. Because this is what we've been instructed to do also. Matthew 14, verses 34 to 36. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the man of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about him, and brought unto him all that were diseased. They brought the people to him, and besought him that they might not only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Because that's where their believing was. They went where the power source is. And when people start to hear of you, they'll come to you because they know that you've got the power of God in you, and that power of God is there to set them free, is available. Matthew 19, verses 1 and 2 says, And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee, and he came into the coast of Judah beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. See, we need to bring deliverance, God's deliverance to people, and to set them free. And we're going to finish off two more chapters. Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 through to 34. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, Shut up, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more. They was desperate for their healing. They weren't going to be silenced, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What will ye that I do unto you? They said unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. And Jesus had what? Compassion on them, and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Matthew 21:14. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. See, Jesus Christ operated in his authority. He had compassion and the love of God burning through him. And when we've got our eyes set on God, then God's love and compassion will burn through us so that we can touch the life of others. God has no hands but our hands. Okay, he has no eyes but our eyes, no ears but our ears, no mouth but our mouth. It's our responsibility. We've been delegated authority. God has delegated authority to all of us. And we need to rise up and walk in that, especially in this day and time. There's great needs out there. There's a great need for the gospel to be preached, regardless of being politically correct. Jesus wasn't politically correct. Okay, he was challenged by the scribes and the Pharisees, but he's moved with the power of God. And God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So this is my sharing tonight. This is my encouragement. God bless you. I pray that you receive this. Pray over it. Go through the scriptures yourself. Work the word. Go and see how Jesus Christ done it. Go and see how the guys in the book of Acts done it. And your faith will rise up mightily. And God is with you too. So God bless you.